This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Federal Open Market Committee has finished day one of its two-day interest rate meeting. Rate announcement and Fed Chair Jay Powell press conference coming tomorrow. But as the committee sat down this morning, it got one last piece of data to chew on. The March Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which brought with it another sign of a gradually cooling labor market. The number of job openings is still high, yes, almost 9.6 million, but March was the third straight month it has gone down. And meanwhile, the number of people quitting their jobs fell just a bit, and layoffs were up slightly. On the Hey, Can You Sort This All Out For Us desk today is Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
In a labor market with lots of job openings and not a lot of job seekers, employers have to raise pay. That's great for individual workers, not always great for the economy at large, says Wendy Adelberg with the Brookings Institution.
If the only reason that they're paying higher wages is to entice people to take jobs, that's an input cost rising that they're going to have to pass along through higher prices.
Higher pay eventually means higher costs for all of us. Adelberg says that's why you can't tame inflation without taming the red-hot pandemic job market. And after lots of up-and-down jobs data,
job openings are just falling like a rock.
Big picture, churning in the labor market is beginning to calm down.
Peter Phillips, a labor economist at the University of Utah, says sectors that boomed in 2022, like retail and hospitality, are now slowing down hiring. Workers are a little less inclined to quit their jobs, but we're also not seeing mass layoffs.
It sort of has some of the flavor of a soft landing from the turmoil and the volatility of the pandemic.
For the labor market, at least, these are signs that the Fed's rate hikes are finally doing what they're supposed to, says University of Michigan professor Betsy Stevenson.
Their policy choices often have lagged effects. So we're likely to see the labor market continue to tighten over the next few months.
Stevenson says things are moving in the direction the Fed wants, just not as quickly as it wants. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.